You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my very special guests are from the University of Rhode Island Music Department. We have the head mucky muck, the big cheese, the new department head of the music department, Joe Perillo, is here. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be. Thank you for the introduction, by the way.
Oh, that's well deserved. Well, nice to have you back. We had Joe back just about a year ago, I think it was, maybe a little bit more than that. Joe is a jazz man, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But also with him, and the major subject of tonight's show, is Brian Cartney, who is the associate director of bands. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to meet you, and nice to have you with us on Conducting Conversations. And tonight's show is going to be basically about the marching band and the concert band, right?
That's correct.
Now, as associate director of bands,
yes,
what does that make you do all day long?
Let's see, bring out my my list. I do the athletic bands, marching band and pep band, conduct the concert band, teach some courses in music education, and also in charge of all the music for commencement. All the commencement in May, and I organize and coordinate the Southern New England Honor Band every year.
Now, I guess most people, at least people that are not as well versed in the things that go on with a marching band, would presume that one of the major things you do is football games. Is that correct?
Yes, we go to all the home football games.
All the home football games.
And sometimes away games if we have the funding.
Okay, so that's a special funding thing that comes into to that aspect of it. But you're visible at the field every time the Rams play at home, right?
That's right.
Now, does that also involve basketball games at the Ryan Center or things like that?
Yes, we play. The pep band plays at all of the men's and women's basketball games.
Okay, so if people have been to a basketball game at the Ryan Center, they've heard the pep band.
That's right.
And that's about how many people usually?
We usually have about 50 people.
50 people in the pep band.
Yeah, there's a roster of about 70 or 80, and about 50 at each game.
Okay, so. And today we're going to concentrate on the marching band.
Yep.
And about how many people in that?
We have 106 this year.
106, and is there any particular reason for that number of 106? I mean, is that typical of a marching band? Is that large, small, medium?
It's on the small side for college bands, but it's on a big side for URI.
The
band has been less. When I arrived in 2002, we had 58 people, and it had been well below 100 since the early 80s, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of gradually worked things up, and we finally broke 100 last year.
Well, that's
great. We're hanging.
You're probably paying them a lot more now.
No, they still get zero.
They still get zero.
They get course credit. That's about it.
Now, most of them are music students and or not?
Actually, no. I'd say about 30 are music majors,
mm-hmm.
and the rest are not from just every discipline around the university.
So that's what they like to do?
That's what they like to do.
Whether they're playing the tuba or the drums or whatever,
they're
just enjoying it. Well, that's great. Joe, back to you for a moment. Congratulations on your new assignment. The last time we spoke, you were here as a jazz musician. You're still a jazz musician.
Yes, I like to think so. Yes, still a jazz musician.
And a lot of people in this area will know the name Joe Perillo. He's got some great CDs out. And but now you are here in the capacity as department head of music.
Yes.
And that started last summer?
That started July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah.
And you've been on the job a few months now. Tell us briefly about some of the things coming up other than the marching band, because we're going to concentrate on that. But anything else you want to just tell the audience about?
Well, we have a couple of concerts coming up. Besides all the student recitals that we have, I mean, that happen every semester quite a bit. So, and they're great, too. We have some concerts coming up with the University Chorus. Their choral collage concert with Mark Conley's directing that concert, and the University Chorus as well is part of that, and Lively Experiment. It's all a choral evening, and that's coming up in November. And we have a University Artist Series coming up in November, too, with the Aurea Ensemble, which is a vocal ensemble that will be featuring Renee De La Garza, too.
Okay, well, we had Renee here just a few weeks back with Opera Providence, and he's another faculty member. We've actually had quite a few faculty members on conducting conversations. Gene Pollitt's been on as a regular, and George Kent, and lots of other people. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, but we'll get back to the marching band. Brian, tell us about this first piece of music. Sounds like a good opening number.
Open Up Wide, yes, it is.
Open Up Wide.
Open Up Wide.
Has nothing to do with dentists.
No, okay. Not that I know of. okay. It's from Bill Chase and the Chase Ensemble from the early 70s. High-octane screaming trumpets with, you know, kind of rock-funk feel.
Right.
And it was a great way to start off our 2008 season.
Okay, and this is from a recording made in 2008. So
yes.
Here we go with Open Up Wide. Brian, that will wake our classical audience up just a bit.
I think so.
But it's great to have a little diversification and have something other than Chopin once in a while.
That's
so.
Right.
So Open Up Wide, great tune. And now the marching band has made recordings. Do you do this sort of as a historical perspective?
Well, it's something I borrowed from my graduate. I went to graduate school at Arizona State, and they used to always have a pass and review concert and record it. Mm-hmm. And it was a great thing for the band to have a recording of that evening, a very special evening to share the music. Also, you know, for parents and friends and family, and also as an archive just for the history of the program. So,
well, it's great. To have this CD. Unfortunately for you and the listening audience, it's not available for purchase, but right. If they want to go hear the band, they can do that on November 12th, right?
Exactly. We have a concert November 12th. It's our 2010 Pass and Review.
2010 Pass and Review. Where will that be?
It would be in the recital hall in the Fine Arts Center on URI Kingston campus.
And now does the band march in between the seats? Or
We do a little marching. mostly we're on the stage just playing through our season of music. And the color guard will be in front, actually, all the flags,
okay.
Swinging flags and sabers and rifles and things.
So a typical stage show, more or less.
Yes.
And that'll be on November 12th, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. in URI's Fine Arts Center, Concert Hall on 105 Upper College Road at URI. If you haven't been there, great building, great facility, so check that out. And now what's the next piece of music? An interesting title here. Tell us about this one.
King Kong. Well, it's just from the movie King Kong. So we like to do a movie show pretty much every year. It's very
so the movie theme.
A movie King theme Kong. For that All year. Right. And this was very – I thought it was a really interesting arrangement. I am a classical musician at heart, and so I try to bring a little bit of that to this. And this is pretty serious movie music that we are trying to put through and to the marching band and on the field.
All right. So if you're listening now, you just get yourself in the mood of that misty island.
That's right.
And King Kong. Movie mood with King Kong. Now, this next song, next piece of music, rather, that we're going to talk about reminds me of a television show. But before we get to that, we'll get a little bit more explanation about the concert on the 12th. If people would like information, they can go to a website. Brian, tell us what that's going to be.
Yes. Maybe the easiest way is to go to the music department website, which is www.uri.edu/ARTSCI/MUS or www.uri.edu/artsci/muse.
All right.
Hopefully that will work.
Hopefully that'll work. And if that's a little bit convoluted for you, you can always email me here and I'll help you out with that and send it to you. Just email me here at WCRI@classical959.com and I'll get that email and forward whatever information you need. And right now, we'll get to that one that reminded me of the TV show.
The Mask of Zorro.
Aha.
From another movie, mm-hmm. another movie soundtrack, more of a Spanish theme, obviously. And
I believe The Mask of Zorro was starring Anthony Hopkins. And
That's right.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Because I had the good fortune of being in a movie with him at the same time he was filming that. I was in Meet Joe Black along with 600 of my best friends.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And Anthony Hopkins was telling us the story of how he was filming Mask of Zorro mm-hmm. at the same time. And he was having a lot of fun learning how to, handle the swords.
Right.
So here's the music from that, as done by the URI Marching Band. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the URI Marching Band.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're having a very pleasant evening talking with Joe Perillo, who is the Department Head of Music at the University of Rhode Island, and Brian Cardinay, who is the Associate Director of Bands. And we're talking mostly about the marching band program and its music. We'll continue to do that, but right now let's go back to Joe and talk about other things coming up, something that might be very interesting for this audience, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they're very interesting. So it's Happy Birthday, Fred and Bob.
Fred and Bob.
Right. So for Frederick Chopin.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And who is it? Bob Schumann. Robert Schumann.
All right.
And Manabu Takasawa, who's the head of our piano program at URI, he put this together, and it's their 200th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming up soon. Well, it's November 19th. At 8 o'clock. It should be a wonderful program of, they have a guest artist, and Manabu's a wonderful pianist, and they have vocalists on the event and everything, too. So that's, and then right after that, the week after, no, actually a couple of days after, is Mal and the Night Visitors, the Manati piece. So, and that's part of our opera workshop coming up in November. There's so many concerts.
Just a little over 3 weeks away. Now, we gave you the website a little bit earlier, but there is a phone number people can call.
They'd
like to get further information about any of these concerts, right?
Yeah, they can call 401-874-2431.
874-2431. 2431, all right. And that'll get you information about the concerts and so forth. Back to Brian with the marching band. And, Brian, as most people witness, when they see a marching band, they see someone up front with a very large baton. Kind of directing the band, right?
Well, I think maybe 30 years ago,
okay.
Things have changed quite a bit, actually. The drum and bugle corps phenomenon in the 70s and 80s, and now it's become actually bigger, I believe, started this thing where it's more of a concert-type thing on the field with very intricate choreography on
okay.
the field as well. And that's sort of what we try to do. It's a little more laid back than what the drum and bugle corps do in the summertime, but.
All right, so the vision, if you will, is a man on a ladder sometimes.
Definitely going to be on a podium of some sort, so everyone can see. Sometimes a tall ladder, it depends.
Okay, and is that you or is that someone else?
No, we have drum majors every year. We have auditions for student leaders, basically.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
It's not you; it's someone else. And what is your role in that? Sort of the advisor and the teacher, or?
Yeah, I run the rehearsals. I choose the music. I write the choreography, the drill that we do. And then they do the conducting on the field and help do a lot of the managing, the drum majors.
So now this opens up a whole other thing for our next segment, because I want to ask you about that choreography part. It sounds like that's usually two different worlds, but we'll get back to that in a moment.
Okay.
And let's talk about the 2009 recording that you brought with you and this first piece, which is?
Children of Sanchez. It's a classic Chuck Mangione tune. Again, it's a great way to start our 2009 season.
All right. Well, listen to Children of Sanchez.
Thank you.
right. That was Children of Sanchez. And, Brian, as I mentioned, you intrigued me with your comment about the choreography. I would normally think that would be like a whole different division, but you do that yourself.
I do. I took a class in college, marching band techniques, and we learned how, we actually did it the old way with paper and a light board and the protractor and the whole thing where you had to write each page one by one. But now we have computer programs that make it much more easy to do.
Now, I don't want you to think that Brian is ancient by those comments. When did you graduate college?
1992.
All right. So this isn't that long.
That long ago,
okay.
No.
Okay. All right. So 1992 graduated, and you used to do things on pencil and paper, but now it's computerized.
Yes.
And so I imagine that makes things quite a bit easier.
It's much easier. I can actually write. I never know how big the band's going to be until mm-hmm. they show up. And so I can actually write the drill, and then the computer program will help me adjust it to fit the actual band. So I don't have to do it all till 3 in the morning during band camp right. or something, which I did the first couple years.
All right. Well, here's one that people can sit back and relax and envision the marching band doing, because I think most people will know this tune, right?
That's right. Yeah, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown. Here we go. Sweet Georgia Brown, one of my favorite tunes, and you can not only envision a marching band, maybe you can envision the Harlem Globetrotters trotting around. All right, we have one more tune to get in this segment. Tell us about In the Stone.
In the Stone, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire tune, and we used it for our alumni band, Homecoming, which we just had this past weekend, actually. we did in Soul Man this week, this year, but that we did it last year. And I was very happy that the band really got into this tune, you know, classic R&B tune. And this year we actually using it as a stand tune because they wanted to play it so badly. So
all right. So here we go with In the Stone. We'll listen to this and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the URI Music Department.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a great evening talking about the URI Marching Band, or actually the whole music department at URI. And Joe Perillo is with us, and Joe is the new department head of music at URI, and there's all kinds of things going on. If you check out their website, it's almost a daily calendar of something, whether it's a student recital or a concert or whatever, Joe. That's amazing. It's a lot to keep track of.
It's busy, yeah. I'm glad I have help keeping track of all that. And it's planned pretty far in advance, but there's everything from free concerts to, you know, small fees to some of the concerts as well. So it's busy. There's 4 and 5 concerts a weekend now, especially starting just before Thanksgiving on.
Okay.
As we finish up the semester.
So you want to check that out. There's all kinds of things. And as you mentioned, a lot of them are free. And,
yes.
And if you're in this listening area, then URI is not far from you. They're right around the corner from our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter here, and just about, not even 10 minutes away, I don't think, to URI. And so you should go out and support the arts, support the students, and check that out. And remember, if you'd like information, you can call the phone number at 401-874-2431, and that'll get you all the information about what's going on. And we've been talking about the marching band. And Brian has told us about the 2008 recording, the 2009 recording, and now we're going to go to the concert band and talk about that. Just before we do that, I want to tell you that the marching band you have, besides November 12th, the concert that we'd like you to go to, which is very, very reasonably priced at $10 for tickets and only $5 for students, is at the URI Fine Arts Center Concert Hall. That's going to be on November 12th at 8 p.m., and then there's two other home football games, and that's going to be on November 6th and November 20th. And then basketball's right around the corner, and the pep band will be playing. So, Brian, you must have, like, no time at all during this time of year.
It's pretty busy. Yeah.
It's a busy season. All right, let's tell us about the concert band.
The concert band is a non-auditioned ensemble that I conduct. It is probably about two-thirds non-music majors and maybe about a third music majors. And we play a wide variety of wind band music, and they have a good time. It's about we average about 90 members each semester right now.
So you had a key word in there that I picked up on, and
that's
non-auditioned.
Non-auditioned. Anyone can walk in, basically.
Wow. So we're going to see the results of that, or hear the results
hear
of that
the results,
next.
That's right.
Tell us about this first piece you're going to play for us.
This is called Variations on a Korean Folk Song by John Bard's Chants. It's one of the it's core pieces of the repertoire, and one of the ones they really enjoyed doing last year.
Here we go.
Thank you.
You have the concert band and what turns out to be some pretty good music for a non-audition group. I mean, I was a little scared there for a moment. But
they do all right.
They do very, very well. And, you know, one of the things that is coming up, where that season is approaching, right, Joe? It's almost holiday time, believe it or not.
Almost.
Just another 6-7 weeks away. And you have a holiday concert coming up in about a month.
Yeah, we do. On December 4th, we have our URI Holiday Concert, which features the URI Concert Choir, directed by Mark Conley, and the URI Symphony Orchestra, directed by Ann Danis. So that's pretty big for us every year.
And that's going to be at the
Fine Arts Recital Hall. Same place.
All right, great. Upper College Road.
Upper College Road. Right 105 Upper College Road. Yeah. End of Upper College Road on campus, yeah.
There you go. All right, great. All right, well, we're going to have time for one more piece of music. And, Brian, I want to thank you for coming in today and bringing this music to our audience. It's a pleasure to have you. And, Joe, we look forward to having you back again real soon, telling us about some more things coming up.
That's the plan. Thank you very much.
All right, great. Tell us about this last piece, Brian.
It's called Vesuvius by Frank Tekeli. It's about the volcano.
Oh, well, that's a surprise.
And sort of the spirit of the people of the time and also some of the horrors that they went through. And Frank Tekeli has actually become probably one of the most prominent wind band composers, and he's actually a conductor as well, but he's a really important person. A lot of quality music he's provided for us. So
great. All right, we'll go out listening to that, because it's a very lengthy piece. We'll just listen to a portion of it, and then see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.